to Single Soulmate Podcast,
where we help you, the love warrior or love warrior to be, to go from single to with your soulmate, living the life of your dreams.
Hi, this is Dr. Laura Fernandez, and today I want to talk to you about your beliefs. Your beliefs. And, you know, pretty recently I got a Facebook message from one of our Love Warrior clients, and I want to read it to you because I want you to kind of like actually listen to what she said, like listen to what she's writing to me and like feel into it for yourself. And then I'll kind of go into a little bit more that hopefully will be really helpful for you around your beliefs, okay? So, hi Laura, I've been meaning to write you for quite some time. I'm enjoying life with my partner Mark for a year now. I met him at his art opening. He is a local fine art painter and works a day job in music tech. He's a wonderful man, kind, generous, loving, smart, witty, artistic, spiritual, and so much more. I could go on and on. We're so compatible, we laugh a lot together, and we enjoy so many experiences and things in common. It's unbelievable. Both of us marvel that we met each other and feel so blessed that we're together. I have big news in that we got engaged on Saturday. He proposed to me 1 year to the exact date that we met, at the same place we met, which is the Nevada City Winery, on June the 3rd. We're so happy together, and we're so happy to be planning a future together, and I wanted you and Johnny to be one of the first to know. I know that if not for your programs, I may not have been able to recognize and receive Mark. Mark came along, and I kept an open mind, and I used so many of the tools, practices, and principles that you gave us in your program. What is uncanny is how the way my relationship manifested and how similar to the exercise we did in your program. I remember distinctly that in this particular exercise, in my imagination, I was showing off a pink engagement ring and bragging that I had met my fiance locally, something that I thought would never happen. What's more, the place I was imagining was the Nevada City Winery, which is where I met Mark and where he proposed to me a year later. Mark is also a local, and he lived 20 minutes away from me, and my engagement ring is a peach pink sapphire. I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that had I not taken your program, I may not have been able to see such signs. Thank you again to you and Johnny from the bottom of my heart for all of your kindness, your encouragement, and the wonderful teachings. Love, Rachel. And P.S., the biggest takeaway from your programs was that I internalized the belief that it could happen to me. Before that, I didn't believe that. Thank you for your life-changing work. Eternally grateful for you guys. So that's shared with Rachel's permission, by the way. She likes to inspire other women who are single and once where she was. And so I want to talk to you about your beliefs. So what do you believe is possible for you? Have you been through a heartache or a breakup or a divorce? Have you been in relationship with narcissists, men who don't treat you with the love and the respect that you deserve? Have you maybe not dated at all for a long time because it just feels like it would just be too much? It would be too exhausting for you or too overwhelming. Maybe you've been putting off dating because you're a single mom and you are raising your kid or kids, and you think that maybe you're thinking, well, I'll just wait until they're out of the house and then I'll start thinking about dating and start thinking about a future and, you know, finding the love of my life and all of that. Wherever you are on all this spectrum as a single woman who doesn't want to be, because remember, that is what we're talking about. This is the podcast, Single to Soulmate. Like, that is our goal, is to get you out of your singlehood and to, you know, move you into soulmate land. Soulmate land. But your beliefs about what's possible for you can either be blocking you or they can be supporting you. And then your beliefs, like, is this possible? Can this happen for me? After all I've been through, you may be thinking, well, I was raised in a family that was unhealthy. Like, my parents were not great role models. So I don't know if it can happen for me. And here's what I want to tell you. If that's you, you have hope. Johnny and I both came from divorced families. My mom was twice divorced, and very unhealthy. I mean, our parents loved us and they were good people, but they had no idea about how to not only attract the right person, learn to vet whether the person you're dating is actually the right person, or at least a good person that, you know, that you can cultivate a healthy relationship. They had no idea how to do that. And then once you find that right person, how do you keep them? Because that's like the tools and practices and principles that we teach in our program are designed to not only intentionally attract, but to actually keep that marriage and relationship spiraling up and going up and growing together and evolving into something even better. And, you know, our parents both did not know how to do that. We didn't have any great role models around us of long-lasting, healthy relationships. I had a few, you know, people in my family who were married for long periods of time, but it was really unhealthy. I mean, very toxic relationship. So that might be something like what you're experiencing, or maybe because you've had relationships where you've been hurt, you've dated a narcissist, or, you know, some, maybe you keep dating men who ghost you and they just kind of disappear on you. Whatever it is, I want to invite you to look deeper than just like how many single available men are available in your town. It's way more to it than that. It's way more, there's way more to it than superficial kind of strategies up at the top. It's a superficial level to just look at, well, how many men are in my town? You know, what's the percentage of single straight men in my town? Like, there's way more to it. And then look at what are your behaviors that are coming from your beliefs. And this is the work that we are doing in our workshop. So Johnny and I are actually doing live Zoom workshops with women from around the world who do not want to be single anymore and who want to make this a priority in their life, so that by this time next year, they are in a whole different space in their relationship. They have a great relationship with an amazing partner, either married or leading toward marriage. They're creating a family, whatever that looks like for them, because, you know, you may be 65 and you're not wanting to create, like, you're not going to have any babies, but maybe you're going to be a bonus mom, or maybe he's going to be a bonus dad to the kids, to the grown kids, right? Or maybe you're 30 and you deeply, deeply want to create a family, and you know that it's not going to happen snippety snap. Like, you know that this needs to be a priority right now. Well, you're going to need to look at your beliefs and behaviors. So whether you're 30 or 65 or somewhere in between, you're going to need to look at your beliefs and behaviors around beliefs and subsequent behaviors around dating, mating, and relating. And that's where Johnny and I come in. We're not going to just look at the top level of things. We're going to go deeper with you and look at what got you here. We're going to look at, not in a blame kind of like you're a bad person. No. It's really actually not your fault. But we're going to dive deep into what got you here, and then what can you do about it from this moment forward. So we're not going to be just looking at superficial dating techniques. You can just do that on YouTube, and, you know, just, you can get on YouTube and look at superficial dating techniques, but that's not going to actually change you. That's not going to actually, you're not getting actually coaching, individualized coaching from the YouTube personality that's teaching you something. You'll learn some basic kind of top level principles. You may even learn some manifesting principles and stuff like that, but it goes even deeper than that. And so that's what Johnny and I are doing in our workshops. And we have them coming out. These are not just like some 20-minute workshop, because we're going to go deep with you live on Zoom. You're going to want to have your camera on, because we're actually going to look at you. And this is not like hundreds and hundreds of women. This is, you know, a small group that we're going to be teaching you solid underlying principles around your beliefs and behaviors that have led you to where you are, so that you can grow, expand, have breakthroughs right there on the workshop. And so I want to invite you to take a look at that. And in the show notes below, there is there's a link for you to click on, and you can go and look at what workshop looks the best for you. The workshops are a reasonable investment, $27. And we want you to invest in yourself, invest in your future, invest in changing whatever beliefs and behaviors have led you to where you are right now. And that's what because your beliefs and your behaviors are either an invitation to a quality man who steps up and commits to you, or they're a wall and a block to quality men, and maybe even an invitation to narcissistic, toxic, unhealthy men. That whatever your situation is. So if the results that you're getting in your love life are not appealing to you, you're not happy with the results that you've been getting, I'm going to invite you to one of these workshops. Take a look. There's going to be on that page that you go to, there's going to be different choices for different titles, and pick the one that feels best to you. Get on that, schedule it. You can schedule it, and all of it, through the magic of technology, you can get it scheduled. Schedule yourself for 3 hours, maybe a little bit more, because sometimes we go over and you're going to want to ask questions. You can ask us questions and we'll give you coaching, live coaching right there and support you. It is our mission to support single, accomplished, ambitious, successful women to the love of their life. This is, if you're watching this on video, you'll see behind me our wall of love. And these are women who all were once where you are right now, either listening to this podcast or watching this on YouTube. And they stepped up for themselves. They made it made true love, marriage, and family a high priority. And they started by shifting their beliefs and behaviors. And that's what we're going to be doing on these workshops. So check out the link below. Would love to see you there. Love to meet you and support you to your next level in your life, in your love life. And what that means for you, like when I was talking about Rachel and, I shared with you the message that she sent me, what this means for her as an engaged woman, they're planning their wedding right now, is that she now has a warm, healthy, loving companion for the rest of her life. A man who will lift her up in her times of need, in her times of challenge, a man who will celebrate her when she's celebrating the joys of life, a companion, a true companion. So she will not be alone on New Year's Eve. She will not be alone on Valentine's Day. She will not be alone in those moments. You know those moments that I'm talking about. You know how it's Friday evening and you're coming home from work after it's been a long week, maybe your boss is giving you shit, or a coworker is a jerk, or you're just tired from the stresses of life being on your shoulders, and you come home and there's nobody there except for your dog or your cat, or maybe not even that. And it's a cold home, cold apartment, and there's nobody there to, maybe he got there, and there's nobody there to like light the fireplace, hand you a glass of wine as soon as you come in, massage your shoulders, make dinner for you or with you. There's nobody there. And you know those moments. Those moments I remember those as a single woman. Those exhausted me. Those moments are why I just got so sick of being alone and looking forward into the future of more of the same, turning 50, turning 40, turning 50, turning 60, turning 70, 80, and being alone and not having that special someone by my side. And I did not want that for myself. And if that's you, if you're clear that this is not for you, and you are like, holy shit, I gotta do something different so that by this time next year, my life is different. So that that change that needs to happen in your beliefs and your behaviors has time to take root, then join us on one of these workshops. Become another Rachel. Become another one of these women who is on our wall of love. It can happen. It's just you have to change your beliefs. Because like Rachel said, the biggest takeaway that she got was that she internalized the belief that it could be possible for her, that it could happen to her. And before that before working with us and learning these principles and these tools and these practices, she didn't actually believe that. And only when that shifted was she able to intentionally attract a quality man for her. And so that's my wish for you. That's our wish for you, is that you do the same. So looking forward to meeting you someday soon on one of these workshops. Lots of love to you. Thanks for joining me today. Bye-bye.
Hey, I'm so glad you are here with us today listening to today's podcast. If you liked what you heard and would like to discover if you have any hidden patterns in your life that are disrupting your forward progress, you're going to want to head over to singletosoulmate.com/quiz to take a quick 5-minute quiz that we created so that you can find out what your love pattern is and, more importantly, what can be done about it to overcome any self-sabotage that may come with it. That's singletosoulmate.com/quiz for that free, quick insight into your unique love pattern and how to break it. Also, if you like this podcast, please be sure to hit the subscribe button and leave us a review. Let us know what you love or like about the podcast. See, when you leave us a quick, honest review, that actually helps other awesome women just like you discover this podcast and helps them learn, live, and love better, just like you're learning right now. Thanks so much.